It is World Piano Day today. It's not every day World Piano Day. I'm delighted that pianist Piers Lane is joining us live to play. He's got a Wigmore recital as well next Thursday and an album coming out soon and is right in front of me. Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Lovely to have you here in the studio. Yeah, World Piano Day. What do you make of that? I mean,
I can't say I know an awful lot about it. I, you know, direct the Sydney International Piano Competition and I became aware of it through that because they were timing things to arrive with World Piano Day. And so I agree with you. I think Piano Day is every day. But it's wonderful that it is recognised as a thing.
Absolutely. And to raise the profile, of course, is never a bad thing either, is it?
Indeed.
But let's talk about your World Piano Day next to your Wigmore Piano Day next Thursday on the 4th. What's the programme going to include?
Well, it's a very sort of traditional first half. I'm starting with the French Suite in C minor of Bach and then Mozart's F major sonata, K332, second movement of which I'll play later today here. And that movement makes me realise why Chopin loved Mozart so much. And of course, Bach as well. They were the two people he idolised. And so the third piece on the programme is the great masterpiece, the F minor fantasy of Chopin. That's the heart of the programme. But then the second half, I'm devoting to the 8 preludes by Messiaen. And people might think, oh my gosh, I'm not sure I can cope with Messiaen. But these pieces were written when he was just 19 and 20. And just 20 years after Debussy wrote his, they're obviously inspired by Debussy and Ravel, but already at that tender age, unmistakably Messiaen. I can't believe that a composer can have such a distinctive voice at that age. It's just phenomenal. Yeah. I'll just play a little one later today, the very first one. But they range, they're quite large preludes as well. It's big scale. They're hypnotic. They're colourful. I adore them.
Oh, my goodness. You I want to be there right now. That sounds a wonderful programme. But first, you are going to play us some Bach, I think, now, yeah?
Would you like that now?
I would. You know what? I would. And I think our listeners would too, yes, if you're ready. So we're going to hear the Allemande and Courante from the French Suite number 2, is that
right? Yes, just the first 2 movements.
Perfect. Perfect. Piers Lane playing live for us here on In Tune.
Thank you.
how wonderful to have you playing Bach live in the studio, Piers Lane. Thank you so much. That was, oh, the clarity and the beauty of that, just fabulous, absolutely fabulous. The French Suite number 2 in C minor, the Allemande and Courante. Piers Lane will be back playing again for us later in the programme, and I'm very happy he is. It is now 22 minutes past 5, and you're listening to Radio 3. And I don't know what your plans for holiday weekend are, perhaps visiting friends and relatives, or a spot of gardening, I think, could be on the agenda in the Dereham household, but the weather isn't looking amazing, to be very, very very understated about the state of affairs. So perhaps you'll be staying in and watching a classic film indeed. Can I suggest this one, Out of Africa? Here's the main theme by John Barry. My guest, Piers Lane, is back in the studio. Hello, hello, hello again. Thank you for that, Bach, earlier. That was just absolutely beautiful, serene, glorious, absolutely crystalline, as ever. And we're talking, though, about your Wigmore Hall on Thursday, but also about International Piano Day. I was just looking up a bit more in detail, actually, about it. On the 88th day of the year, because of the number of keys on the piano.
Of course.
There we go. I knew there was a reason. I mean, how do you find the sort of the world of the piano these days? I mean, you're obviously very much involved with the competition scene, festivals and so on and
That's
so
right.
forth.
That's right. Yeah. And there's unbelievable talent around, you know. I think because young pianists can hear all of their forebears and all of their current rivals or colleagues on YouTube and that sort of thing, they're incredibly aware of high levels and can reproduce anything and find their own way. Of course, there's always going to be those who stand out from the crowd, even at a very high level. But you do wonder a little bit about where it's all going to go, you know. Is there room for everybody? I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful, the enthusiasm, particularly in countries like China, of course. You
phenomenal.
Know,
phenomenal. Millions and millions of pianists.
Yeah. And what you were just saying there about, you know, the access to hearing the greats and hearing the variety of voices. I mean, do you think that's meaning that young pianists are having a greater access to musicality, to interpretation, to different styles, do you think?
For sure. Mm. Absolutely. I mean, when I was young, you had to go to a library and ask for things and look around and, you know, find your own way there. Nowadays, flick of a switch, you're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you want, and it's there. And you can compare 20 versions in an afternoon if you want to, you know. So inevitably, that's a great education, as long as people don't get in the habit of just imitating. To find their own voice is still
the
most
important
thing.
And are you hearing people with their own voice, do you think?
Oh, there are certainly people around. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go on. Any names that you particularly love at the moment? No. I'm just intrigued.
Well, I have to push one of our winners from the Sydney Piano Competition, Andre Gugnan, who's playing extraordinarily at the moment, I think. Mm.
I'm going to jot this down.
No, yeah. There are lots of wonderful young pianists around, and it is a joy to go. There was a young 19-year-old English girl, Magdalena Ho, who came first when I was judging the Clara Haskell competition in Vevey last year. And amazingly mature, formed Malaysian, but has lived in England and been educated at the Purcell School now at the Royal College. Stunning musician,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Someone really inside the music at 19.
So it's phenomenal, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to hear some Mozart now, if you're ready, Piers. That would be lovely. That would be absolutely grand.
Adagio from the F major sonata K332.
Perfect. Piers Lane playing live for us here on In Tune.
Thank you.
The beautiful playing of Piers Lane, that was Mozart's piano sonata in F major, Kirchhoff 332. That was the second movement, the Adagio. And if you want to, you're listening to In Tune here on Radio 3, and Piers Lane is here, I'm delighted to say. Lovely to hear you playing Mozart, but we're going to move musically now. We're going to move east to Russia because you have a new recording coming out next week. Tell us more.
That's true. It's a set of, a disc of variations, starting perhaps unexpectedly with John Field, the Irish composer.
Oh, right, so west, not east.
No, but he went east and lived the bulk of his adult life in Russia. And really, they credit him with being the person who taught them to play cantabile on the piano. And I do think it's quite wonderful that it was an Irishman who taught the Russians to make a cantabile, because they've been rather renowned for doing so ever since.
Isn't that interesting?
So there's a set of variations on a Russian theme by John Field, who also, of course, inspired Chopin to write the Nocturnes, direct influence, and Liszt as well, published a set of Field Nocturnes. So amazing, that background. And then there are major sets by Tchaikovsky, containing a prelude and fugue. You don't expect a Tchaikovsky fugue, but it's there, and all sorts of things, including a funeral march. It's a slightly morbid set, I must say, but it's wonderful.
You're allowed to say that, I'm not.
Nuances in it. And lovely set by Glazunov and the Rachmaninoff Chopin variations, which I've played for decades and love. And it still doesn't have the currency that it perhaps should.
So that is out later next week, isn't
Friday,
it?
Friday, yeah, the 5th. Although there's a couple already out on streams, I think, at the moment.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I mean, I love the fact you have this wonderfully eclectic variety in your life, and you're going to be judging again. There's more festivals, there's more teaching going on over the summer. You've got a busy time all over the world, haven't you?
Yes, it tends to go on like that, which is good. I've always liked a diverse lot of things to do.
Absolutely. You're going to play some Messiaen now. You did mention it earlier, but just tell us again what we're going to hear in case listeners have just joined us.
Sure. I'll play two little pieces now. And the first is the Dove, La Colombe, from the Preludes. It's the first prelude of the eight that I'll play at the Wigmore next week, written when Messiaen was just 19 and 20. And I think it's extraordinary that immediately within the first bar you can tell, oh, this is Messiaen. How could he be like that at that age? And it's fascinating. The very last line has semitones apart, so it sounds slightly out of tune for these bird calls. And the fact that it's about a bird, you know, birds became so important in his musical output later, didn't they? And then we'll switch to Spain, to Mompo, a little piece called Young Girls in the Garden, which is the last of five children's scenes. And it's salient to remember that he grew up with the sound of bells everywhere. His grandfather owned a foundry in which he worked for a bit as a young man. Bells permeate his pieces. But there's a lovely synesthetic sort of marking in the music where the sort of very purified and nostalgic, slightly music hall theme comes in on the second page. He writes that it should sing with the freshness of wet grass.
Oh, that's lovely. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you, Piers Lane. So first the Messiaen, La Colombe, the Dove, and then the Mompo, Young Girls in the Garden.
Thank you.
We could hear the smell of fresh grass. That was wonderful. Thank you, Piers Lane. That was the Jeune Fille au Jardin, Young Girls in the Garden by Federico Mompou. And before that, we heard Messiaen's La Colombe, an early piece, but already responding to his love of birdsong. That was the dove. Piers Lane, thank you so much for being here today, playing live for us on In Tune. And all of you should rush to go and see him at the Wigmore Hall on Thursday at 7:30, the recital including works by Bach, Mozart, Chopin and Messiaen. And look out for the forthcoming album, Russian Variations, released next Friday, the 5th of April, on Hyperion. You're listening to In Tune. It is 27 minutes to 7, and we've been enjoying pieces all week from this day.